Hey folks, Todd Cochran here. Just got back from CES. I know you're about ready to enjoy one of the interviews we did, but I think it's really important that you know that this show, my show, Geek News Central, is sponsored by GoDaddy.com. I want you to save a lot of money on GoDaddy products and services. All you got to do is come over to geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. There'll be a plethora of codes there for you to check out to save money at GoDaddy. Thanks, GoDaddy, for being a sponsor.
Oh, this is going to be awesome.
All right, here
so we
go.
We have some from...
We have been talking about Indiegogo since before you even got here.
I love
and
it.
Knew you were coming.
It's great.
So there is like a ton of people here at the show this year that are running Indiegogo. So how do you pronounce it? Is it Slava?
Yeah, Lava like volcano with an S.
Okay,
all
so
right.
Slava.
Slava, all right. Well, yeah, I made the comment to Todd earlier when we had a guest here that it had an ongoing Indiegogo campaign that at least half of the booth interviews I've done over at the Sands have had an Indiegogo campaign or are in process of an Indiegogo campaign to launch their product. And, you know, I just have to say, you must be really excited about the way you have a hand in all of these people getting their products out there and getting their visions and their dreams realized.
Yeah, I think it's incredible. We launched Indiegogo in January 2008. The first time we came to CES was 3 years ago, which obviously is 2 years ago, right? Just And you know, it was just another coworker and I. We had just I think like a company or two that were here, and then last year we had a dozen or so, and this year right now we're at about 80 companies.
That's amazing.
And counting, we're representing over $20 million, and like you said, some companies launched yesterday. They're already over $100,000. Like Z-Board, mm-hmm. Z-Board 2, the motorized skateboard.
Yep.
Or you have the Boss, which is a super cool new cell phone that has Tor built right into it. So it's super secure really easily. And it's just fascinating. I mean, even the last 2 years, I've seen the Sands and all these other venues really embrace these innovative companies. Usually I'm just walking around here in North Hall, South Hall, and it's like, you're going from 4K to 4K plus, and you're trying to show that like the it's a little bit better color.
I saw somebody advertising Super Ultra HD.
That's
the heck is that?
It's super.
It's Super Ultra HD.
Well, I mean, I think last year was super. This year is Super Ultra.
That's right.
That's right.
But it's just amazing because I think the big companies, the consumers, they're all noticing that these innovative entrepreneurs are coming out with super interesting stuff.
That's right.
Sometimes it's super ultra interesting stuff.
Yeah.
And it's great to have it get funded on Indiegogo. We're super excited.
You know, when I first started coming to CES 10 years ago, over at the Sands, there was lots of cool stuff over there. And it was guys that were in those booths that were a 10x10 booth. They had maxed out their credit card. They had done everything in their power to bring a prototype to the show.
Their houses were mortgaged to the hilt.
They were struggling. And, you know, and we were trying to give as much coverage as we could out of the stuff that we thought was cool. So today you've got this opportunity to maybe not put so much – you still put your reputation and your at risk, but you don't have to, like, mortgage the house.
Well, and that's the beauty of it because that's the concept behind crowdfunding.
Right, right, right.
It is saying, I've got this
idea.
I've put together and done the sweat, and I've put together this prototype, this thing. What do you think?
Yep.
If you like it and you want to help me support it, do so.
Yeah, a lot of people think it's all about the money. But really, I think the money is one of the last things you get out of it. Really, you get the market validation, exactly what you're saying. The market's saying, yeah, we believe in this. We like this.
Yep.
Or they're saying, you know what? We're not ready for this. You need to maybe keep on working on it. Mm-hmm. So don't spend your money on making it just yet.
Right.
And they're saying, hey, you know, we're giving you our feedback. We're telling you words. We're telling you messages. We're telling you colors. We're telling you make it rounder, make it square, make it sharper. I think that's super valuable as well. You get to test your marketing. Before you come here and spend, you know, hundreds of thousands, millions of dollars, thousands of dollars, whatever it is, you can actually start nimbly testing on Indiegogo what works, what doesn't work.
Yep.
Is this going to resonate with young girls or old women?
Yep.
Young boys or old men? And you can really start figuring it out. And it's really incredible the data that you get, right? You get their names, you get their email addresses, you get their physical addresses if they provide it. You start creating relationships here. It's not just a transaction, swipe the credit card, give me the product, thanks, peace out.
That's right.
You're actually creating relationships, and these relationships become invaluable as you're launching because they become your marketing army.
Yes.
I was telling him that I've supported a lot of campaigns across a lot of different platforms, but when we get to the point where they're telling me it's shipping, Yeah. And I get it. It's like opening a Christmas present, and then I want to tell everyone. And sometimes it's kind of boasting rights because I've got like one of maybe 2,000.
Right.
And, you know, the regular product's coming later, totally. And you're like.
And it wasn't about. And when I've invested in Indiegogo campaigns, it hasn't been about the money. It's been about I helped bring this product to market.
Yeah, that's true.
I am a part. I'm a part of this. When this becomes super successful and you see it on the store in the box, I'm going to go. I helped launch
that. But what's...
Yeah, some of these companies now, for example, like Misfit, I mean, they've raised $55 million of VC funds after their Indiegogo campaign of nearly $1 million. I mean, they're selling in Apple stores. They're selling throughout. They're selling tons of units. It's to your point. When I walk by an Apple store and I see a Misfit Shine selling, I'm like, wow, we kind of made that happen.
Yeah.
You know, even though you might not get profit in return, we still have this emotional investment, which feels great. And to know that... I mean, it's a little bit less here in North Hall, South Hall, Central Hall.
But
when you're walking around Sands and when you're walking around and you see everybody's like, oh, it's so cool. I used Indiegogo. It's so awesome. We're bringing the passion to life. I mean, it's almost just like emotional commerce. You know, it's not just transactional commerce.
It's not just products, too. And I just want to make a big plug about this. You guys have done a lot to support nonprofit outreach and organizations and things out there.
We used Indiegogo last year to support our coverage here at
CES.
Oh, that's awesome. I didn't know that.
We did. We put it out there to help, you know, it was buy a cab ride. You know,
so that's so cool.
So we can get some of our hosts over to the venue. I mean, it was great. And people supported us, and it was it was wonderful to have that.
Yeah, our viewpoint is to have an open marketplace where anybody who has ideas, whether it's entrepreneurial ideas like here at CES, whether it's creative ideas like the ones we see at Sundance, we see at music festivals, we see at theaters, or whether it's, like you said, the nonprofits or the personal causes. We actually just launched in December, because of how much we care about this, a site called Indiegogo Life, which is specially focused on raising money for yourself or for a loved one. You're not offering perks. You're not offering any projects. You're not trying to, you know, prove something. It's just like your brother found out that he has cancer. Yep. You know, you're trying to help out your son be able to get into some school.
That's great.
And actually, we waived all fees.
Oh.
All fees waived for Indiegogo Life.
That's amazing. Well, and I'll tell you, the nonprofit outreach helps get more attention to those nonprofits by putting them on Indiegogo. A friend of mine has a project called Trek Medics. Trek Medics is helping to get ambulances to third world countries on Indiegogo. It's currently there right now. And they got recognized, and because of their Indiegogo campaign, got a $250,000 Google grant.
Oh, that's amazing.
And it was somebody at Google saw it and said, we should support this because they're doing a software project to get 911 services improved.
So similarly, there's a thing called Gravity Light that was on Indiegogo a couple years ago. It's exactly what it sounds like. So it creates light by taking a rock, and you put the rock against this contraption, and the rock pulls down
pulls
gravity,
down.
And that energy creates light. So they actually were on Indiegogo. They raised a good amount of money, and then all of a sudden, Google gave them a grant. Or you have like Misfit, I mentioned. They raised the money on Indiegogo. They get two rounds of funding, $15 million followed by $40 million. Or we have Kinsa. I could even show you. I have one in my pocket. This is a Kinsa smart thermometer, right?
Ooh.
This thing was able to raise some money on Indiegogo followed by a VC round of $10 million. We just recently, the campaign, first time ever, we had Ghost Drone, which is this amazing aerial drone for photography. First time ever that before the campaign even ended, VCs came in and put in $10 million.
Wow.
There was still like 8 days left in the campaign. You're starting to see every 2-3 weeks, VCs are now investing in one of these companies.
Right.
And it's to your point, you know, people are finding that validation. VCs usually had to be in the risk mitigation business. They still are. So if they don't know what's going to happen, it's like too much information I don't know about, too much risk, I'm going to walk. But if I get to actually see my risk mitigation happen on Indiegogo, I start to see who the customers are. I start to see how the messaging is resonating. I start to see in which countries, which states, you know, this is actually working, how you're actually doing customer acquisition. I don't actually have to say, I don't believe in you. I'm not sure it's going to work. Show me it's going to work.
It's proven.
It's proven.
Right.
Exactly.
Very, very cool.
Very cool. Well, Slava, thank you.
Thanks so much.
It's thanks for supporting startups. We're all bootstrapped up and building our business and creating things, and it's great to see that you do continue to do that, and it's exciting. I can't wait to see 80 this year. What are we looking for? 200, 300 next year?
Yeah, it'd be great to be in that sort of category. I think one of the things that we came out actually with yesterday and today that's super exciting is over the last couple of years, entrepreneurs, they would get stressed out before they launch. And then all of a sudden they would launch and things would start going pretty well. And now they're getting excited. But now, with about 7 or 14 days left to go in the campaign, they would usually start getting stressed out because they don't know what to do next because it's going to end. So they would say, I already have all this momentum.
So you got the follow-up.
I have all this SEO. I have all this great commerce that's already happening. I'm sad. I'm going to have to walk away from it. And this is what happens on Indiegogo or many of these platforms. So what we launched yesterday is something called In Demand.
Oh,
and
cool.
We've been piloting it for the last 3 months.
That's right.
Which is allowing anybody that hits their target to say, hey, you can shift from campaign to commerce.
Right.
You hit your target. Your campaign has been great. Why do you want to have to walk away from all your SEO?
Yep.
Why do you want to have to walk away from this great community that you've created online on Indiegogo and just say goodbye to them? Why do you want to have to lose all that information? So we allow you to shift right from that campaign into commerce with this thing called In Demand. And it's going really well. We've been piloting it for the last 3 months, and already we have companies that have raised more In Demand than they have during their campaign.
Wow.
Yeah, two of the companies I supported are in the pilot program. It's awesome.
Really?
Yep.
That's fantastic.
And that was just launched officially yesterday, and it's been piloting for the last 3 months under the radar. We haven't been talking about it, and now it's officially open. Today, another announcement we made was with Amplifier, which is a fulfillment house to be able to help with T-shirts, with CDs, with inventory.
They're tying everything in.
That's good, though.
Yep, it is.
So we're trying to make, entrepreneur needs that help, needs that
exactly.
infrastructure.
So we're trying to give them the ecosystem to be able to have the one-stop shop to be great entrepreneurs. And we're proud to be here, 80 this year, and who knows how many next year.
Fantastic. Thanks
for having me.
Thanks so much,
appreciate
Sean.
It.
Thanks
great
for coming by.
You
I definitely appreciate
Thank you.
It.
All right.
Very cool.
That's